You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello and welcome to the Break a Bat podcast, where baseball meets Broadway. An attempt to show that my two favorite mediums don't have to live in such separate worlds and maybe even break some stigmas. We're happy to have you with us. Now let's play ball. John, you've had a legendary career, and of all the broadcasters in the industry, I certainly think of you as the most theatrical. How did you develop your style?
You know what, the old "what you see is what you get." You know, I've always had this kind of voice, and I've always had this idea of speaking in drama, in dramatic tones, and I knew I was going to be on the air when I was very young. I mean, probably 10 years old. And so I never had to worry of what I'm going to do after college. I knew what I was going to do. I was going on the air. And I listened fervently to every disc jockey show and newscast and sportscaster and play-by-play. And I had it all in my head. So actually, the first day I went on the air, tiny station, tiny town, way upstate in New York, somewhere near Buffalo. But while I was alone in the studio, you know, running my own show, they, you know, running board, as they call it, combo. And I was alone in the station, a very small station. And they were out selling or were going home if they did the morning. And anyway, they're alone, and I could open the mic and always talk. I may have had trouble running all the gadgets, but I could always talk. I've been waiting for this all my life, and I have been in it all my life. I left college, and I went on the air. Obviously the luckiest thing I've ever done, and everything's been cool thereafter.
Did you make it many trips to Broadway specifically growing up?
About Broadway and the great Broadway that we remember. Unfortunately, outside of Jerry Herman, all the lyricists and composers have passed on, and I guess maybe music tastes change, but if there was a great Broadway show, a real, you know, Hello Dolly kind of show, I think it would sell out. Broadway sells out, and they sell out for a lot of older music. So anyway, the answer is I either have been to every famous Broadway show, or I have the what we used to call an LP.
I'm anyway, familiar a little before my time, but I'm familiar.
Well, that's okay. Anyway, some form of music, and so, you know, I absolutely love Broadway, and it's been a part of my life growing up, and the music still till today.
John, you've talked on the air before about, you know, your collection of cast albums, and of course, all of us know you have some fantastic and very famous home run calls. Has there ever been a Broadway show tune that was the inspiration behind one of those home run calls?
I don't think for me, I'd really have to think about that, but I do know this. In the early 50s, let's say 51, there was a show called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Carol Channing became a star from that. Anyway, there was a song, Bye Bye Baby. Bye Bye Baby, don't forget that you're my baby. Anyway, Russ Hodges of the Giants, you know, a lot of home runs hit in the Polo Grounds. And when they'd hit a home run, Russ Hodges would say, it's Bye Bye Baby in the right field seats. So I figure he took it from the show. Whether he did or not, I don't know, and I guess we'll never know. So,
what are some of your favorite show tunes, John?
Oh, my goodness. I'd have to name the score, you know, to Kiss Me, Kate, and South Pacific, and Guys and Dolls, and Hello, Dolly, and Mame, and I could name now 100 more shows. I love them all. A very unknown song that's great is a song that Jerry Herman wrote in La Cage aux Folles, and it's called The Best of Times. The best of times is now. What's left of summer but a faded rose. Anyway, that's, if you listen to that, you feel wonderful. So it's such an uplifting song.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
John, why do you think the New York Yankees and Broadway theater are such great fabrics of the city?
Well, people want to be entertained. And so whether it's, you know, radio or television, I mean, now it's all, there's so many things on the internet. There isn't anything you can't get. And so it's a glorious time for people who love, you know, radio and television, et cetera, you know, you can hear them everywhere.
John, you ended an incredible streak this year of calling Yankee games for more than 30 years. And we have a very special Yankee team on our hands. Where does this one stand out to you compared to some of the others that you've covered?
Well, I mean, the stock answer would be that we have to see how they do in the playoffs. I mean, that's how every New York team and every sport is judged. How do they do in the postseason? And so I think Minnesota is unbelievably talented. And I think it's a very, very tough series. And if the Yankees were playing anyone else, I think the same way. It's unusual. We know that Houston's an absolutely flat-out terrific team. But Oakland is really good, too, and so is Tampa Bay. So, and obviously, I think the Yankees are. Anyway, you didn't ask. They asked how they rank. I think we have to wait for the postseason. But it's been one of the most fun years that I've had and Susan's had because, obviously, of the emergence of all these players who produced for the Yankees, who have had the worst set of injuries I've ever seen in any sport. And they've been able to overcome it. I mean, not necessarily overcoming it would be playing a little over 500, but they've won 103 games. So it's a pleasure and a thrill. And this year has been more than that. And now we'll see about the playoffs. Think how electric, if I feel this way, think how the fans feel. You know how electric Yankee Stadium is going to be on Friday night and Saturday night. It's going to be terrific.
Do you think it'll ever approach 95 Division Series Mattingly doing wind sprints?
That was very special. The first two games, Yankees won both, and they lost three in Seattle. It was a great series. I thought just a couple of years ago when the Yankees had six games at home. They had the wild card game and then the division series and then the championship series. They had six games. They won them all. And the stadium was just as loud and exciting as the old stadium. And so the old stadium, you know, kind of made their bones that night, those nights, six nights. So it'll be that way this weekend, and we'll see how far the Yankees go. Anyway, I have no idea who's going to win. I think they're all terrific teams. I mentioned every one.
Now, before we wrap our time together, John, I do want to touch on your famous home run calls. The Bam-tino, the Giambino, an A-bomb by A-Rod, Bernie goes boom. Which is your favorite?
I don't, you know, I guess it's you'd have to say, well, it's like your kids. You don't have a favorite. You love them all. I'd say the most repeated was A-bomb for A-Rod, and I really made that up on the spot. And I also made up another my favorite, which you hear all the time, or then you heard all the time, was Robbie Cano, Don't You Know. And those are two of them. Obviously, Burn Baby Burn, I have to love, because that was the beginning of all these silly calls. So, like that.
Well, Don, I got to tell you, you know Broadway's favorite right now is your musical Gio Urshela home run call.
Oh, yes. I get a chance to sing a little bit from Most Happy Fella.
I have one last question before we wrap up, and I find it to be pretty interesting. I just want to tell you a quick story. Here on Broadway, similar to Comic-Con, there's a convention. It's called BroadwayCon, where Broadway fans come together and they get to meet some of their favorite Broadway actors and actresses. Different panels take place. I had the chance to attend this year for the first time, and I wore a Yankee hat. And I had a swarm of Yankee fans come up to me, or I guess a swarm of Broadway fans come up to me, asking me specifically about Aroldis Chapman. And I said to them, out of curiosity, why is Aroldis Chapman your favorite? And they said, oh, he's so theatrical. He's so flamboyant. Do you think that there's a particular reason why Broadway seems to be rallying around Aroldis Chapman of all Yankees?
Well, you just taught me something I didn't know. You know, as they say, you're never too old to learn. And thank you. He is theater, no question. And he approaches every pitch that way and throws violently. And very fast too. He's been terrific. He goes out and gives obviously his very best every time. And if you're a pitcher, you're trying to survive that way. And I would say he's been great for the Yankees this year.
Yeah, and we'll certainly need him if we're going to go all the way this year. And hey, it's going to be a fun division series, that's for sure. That's the first step. You know, John, it's been such a pleasure. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Break a Bat. This is produced by the fine folks at the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit and subscribe at bpn.fm/breakabat. You can find me online at break_a_bat_podcast. And you can also find the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram at Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so great having you here with us today, and we'll see you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.